Sometimes it takes fiction to grasp some basic human reactions that shape our politics. Consider Mohsen Hamid's acclaimed novel, The Reluctant Fundamentalist. It's the story of a Princeton-educated Pakistani man who goes to work for a high-powered New York management consulting firm and then gets disillusioned, convinced that he's become an unwitting pawn of American empire.
I was in my room, packing my things. I turned on the television and saw what at first I took to be a film. But as I continued to watch, I realized that it was not fiction but news. I stared as one, and then the other, of the twin towers of New York's World Trade Center collapsed. And then I smiled. Yes, despicable as it may sound, my initial reaction was to be remarkably pleased. But please believe me when I tell you that I'm no sociopath. I am not indifferent to the suffering of others. But at that moment, my thoughts were not with the victims of the attack. No, I was caught up in the symbolism of it all, the fact that someone had so visibly brought America to her knees. I understand, of course. It is hateful to hear another person gloat over one's country's misfortune. But surely you cannot be completely innocent of such feelings yourself. Do you feel no joy at the video clips, so prevalent these days, of American munitions laying waste the structures of your enemies?
Mohsen Hamid shares many biographical details with his novel's narrator, Chengiz. He, too, is a Pakistani man who grew up in Lahore, went to school at Princeton, and worked for a high-flying American company. But Hamid told Steve Paulson that there's a crucial difference between him and his fictional creation.
When I was a child, I spent 5 years in America, from the ages of 3 till 8, because my father did his PhD there and my family moved here for a few years. And then I returned to Pakistan, and then I came to America for college, I stayed for law school, and I worked in New York for a while after that. So by the time I started writing this novel, I had lived about half my life in America. I was much more American than Chengiz is in the novel or ever becomes. So my reactions to things, in many ways, are different from Chengiz's. But that said, I think some of Chengiz's reactions are things that I could imagine feeling. And I think sometimes when we were working, and particularly on foreign assignments, and I would think, you know, who am I serving here? And am I really doing something which is for the betterment of other people beyond just making my company or myself more wealthy?
You left New York, but you went to London. I guess the question is, why have you chosen to settle in England rather than in America?
Well, I'm somebody who's come to believe that we're all torn between things. We can be torn between being, you know, husbands and wives and having sort of sexual identities. We can be torn between being Pakistanis and Americans or whatever our identities are. And the most dangerous thing is if we suddenly pretend that we're just one part of ourselves and try to ignore the other parts of ourselves. I think it's actually important to try to reconcile yourself to all of what you are. For me, London in a strange way allows me to do that because I'm very close to America and I'm very close to Pakistan, outside both, but close to both.
But do you feel more welcomed as a Pakistani, as a man from a Muslim background? Do you feel more welcomed in London than in New York?
To a certain extent, yes, I do feel more welcome. There's less fear, I think, in London and Britain more generally of Muslims and of terrorism, I think, more broadly speaking. Partly this is because there's a history of terrorism and a history of war, and partly it's because I think the media and politicians try to frighten the people of the UK less than they do in the US.
Hmm. Now, have these perceptions in America changed radically since 9/11?
They have changed radically. I mean, before 9/11, I was, I suppose, a sort of person of color, and that too of an intermediate point of sort of, you know, a light brown, not particularly important in America's color divide between the black and the white. But after September 11th, that did change. And for the first time, I experienced what it was like to be part of a, you know, a profiled group that people were actually frightened of. I would spend several hours in the airports, you know, dealing with questions about whether or not I'd had combat training in Afghanistan, you know, to which I replied I was in law school, I didn't have time for any kind of training, let alone combat training. For me, I did not have an American experience which was characterized by racism or crude prejudice, but I do think now there is more suspicion of people like me. But that said, I have to also add that I feel it too. I wrote a piece for the Independent newspaper in London where I talked about sitting on the tube, the subway, next to a guy who looked like me, a Pakistani guy. He had a beard and he was dressed in ethnic Pakistani clothes, and the seat next to him was empty in a crowded tube carriage. And I thought, you know, this is racial profiling. But when I sat next to this guy, it became clear to me when I started speaking to him that he was mentally unstable. And then I noticed he had this money pouch underneath his shirt. And I thought, oh, my God, he's a suicide bomber. He's going to kill us all. And I had the exact same terrified, panicked reaction anybody else would have. And I realized it isn't a matter of simple racism. It is actually more complicated. And it's underneath all of our skins.
That's Mohsin Hamid, author of the novel The Reluctant Fundamentalist.